It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Heath Hembree gave up a three-run homer to Jorge Polanco in the top of the ninth inning on Tuesday night, and the Reds lose to the Minnesota Twins 7-5. Cincinnati got back-to-back home runs from Eugenio Suarez and Tucker Barnhart in the third, and a two-run blast by Jonathan India in the fifth, but they couldn't cross the plate the final four innings of the ballgame. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, this one stings, as do a lot of them, when you lose them late like this. And Heath Hembree has been a pretty reliable reliever out of that Reds bullpen. That's why he's been finishing games of late. But now this is back-to-back games where he has really struggled in the ninth inning.
Well, I think by necessity you've had to kind of try different guys at the end of the ball game. I don't know that you have anybody down there that has actually felt comfortable pitching in the ninth. I think sometimes when you're not a regular closing ball games, you have a tendency to make too much of that ninth inning, and you just try to go overboard, especially when things start to go a bit sideways. Right now, I think Michael Lorenzen is your best bet. I think he's throwing the ball well. I think he's throwing strikes with all three pitches. And the one thing about Lorenzen that we know is the ninth inning is not too big for him. I don't know that that's going to happen. It's just an instinct for me, because that was a job that I did, and I think right now that may be your best bet.
The Reds are probably a little too used to games like this happening. But at the end of the day, you can't let many more of these happen, especially as this race is going right now for both the division and the wild card.
Yeah, I think the Reds hitters have gotten to a point where they don't really care what the score is. They're coming to the plate to hit, and I think they've conditioned themselves to not be really reliant on what the game score is at that point in time. They're putting up great at-bats. We saw some great at-bats there in the ninth inning, even though they were trailing by two. I think the guys have a lot of fight in them, and if they can get any kind of consistency there in that ninth inning, this club has a real chance to get right where they need to be.
7-5, Twins win it. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Tyler Malley started for Cincinnati on Tuesday night and set the Twins down in order in the first. He gave up a hit in the second but held them scoreless. Minnesota did get on the board in the third. With one out, Max Kepler doubled. Next up was Brent Rooker.
Rooker's last eight ball games coming into today, hitting above the 300 mark at 313, a couple of doubles and a couple of home runs as well. So he has swung the bat with some force since coming back up. Here's a looping liner into left center field, and Winker will cut it off, but it will not be in time as Rooker is into second base with a double. That will score Kepler, and it is 1-0 Twins. Back-to-back doubles with one out here in the third, and that will plate the game's first run.
The Reds got that run back, plus a couple of more off Twin starter Kenta Maeda in the bottom of the third. Eugenio Suarez was first up, and he didn't waste any time, making it 1-1.
Eugenio Suarez to lead things off for the Reds. He lifts the first pitch into right field. It's deep, and it is gone. You can kiss that baby goodbye. Eugenio Suarez, first pitch he sees here tonight. Home run opposite field, and we are tied at one apiece.
That was pitch number one of the inning. On pitch number two, Tucker Barnhart gave Cincinnati the lead.
Oh, here's another one. High and deep into right field. Goodbye, Tucker Barnhart. Back to back with Suarez. 2-1 Reds. Two pitches in the inning, two home runs.
After the home run, Tyler Malley struck out. Jonathan India then doubled. That brought Jesse Winker to the plate.
And here's a line drive slicing down the left field line. Rooker dives, can't get it, and it's going to bounce off the top of the wall. India will score. That's a double for Winker, and it's 3-1 Reds. Back-to-back doubles after back-to-back home runs began this Reds third.
Malley gave up a leadoff double in the fourth, but set down the next three batters to keep the Twins off the board. But that didn't happen in the fifth. He gave up a leadoff single to Kenta Maeda. Then, with one out, he walked Brent Rooker. Then, with two outs, he had a face Mitch Garver.
Here it is. And this ball is well hit. High in the air, deep left field. Winker going back, looks up. It is gone. And that is a three-run home run for Mitch Garver. And the Twins are back on top. It's 4-3.
Well, the last at bat for Garver, he struck out on a fastball up in the zone. This time, he was looking for that same fastball elevated. He got it, and he crushed it.
Malley got the final out of the fifth, and his night was over. Five innings pitched, six hits, four runs all earned, two walks, five strikeouts, a home run, 95 pitches, 63 of those for strikes. The Reds got the lead back quickly in the bottom of the fifth. With one out, pinch hitter Shogo Akiyama singled to left. That brought the hot-hitting Jonathan India back to the plate.
The 1-1 pitch. And India's swing sends one high in the air, deep to left, backing up Rooker. He's at the wall. It's gone. Jonathan India puts the Reds back on top with a two-run home run to left.
Luis Sessa pitched a scoreless six for Cincinnati. Michael Lorenzen pitched a 1-2-3 seventh, and he got some help from his center fielder.
Another full count pitch from Lorenzen. Breaking ball, hit in the air, shallow center, Naquin on the run, a sliding catch, he's got it, two down.
Fine play by Tyler Naquin. He got a good read on that ball off the bat, too. And was able to get to it, make the sliding catch, and pluck it just off his shoe tops.
Michael Givens came on the pitch the top of the eighth. He loaded the bases with one out thanks to a hit and two walks, but then he faced Josh Donaldson and got out of it.
Givens has the sign. He sets the 2-1. Donaldson grounds it to Suarez at third. Second one. India first. Double play. Bases loaded. One out. And Michael Givens and the Reds get out of it.
That takes us to the top of the ninth inning. Heath Embry comes on the pitch for Cincinnati, and he immediately got into trouble. He walked the first two batters back-to-back. He then struck out Brent Rooker, but then he had to face Jorge Polanco.
Open stance from the left side for Polanco. Weight on his back leg to pitch. Swing, and this ball is crushed down the right field line, and it is fair and gone. Jorge Polanco on a 2-2 pitch. Blast the Twins in front with a three-run home run in the ninth inning. 7-5, Minnesota.
That home run means that Tyler Malley was a victim of a blown save. That is the eighth time that has happened to him this season. That is the most in Major League Baseball. Alex Colome came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth for Minnesota. He gave up a base hit and walked a batter to begin the inning, but he got Barnhart to pop up. He struck out Aristides Aquino and then ended it against Jonathan India.
Right-hander nods the sign he wants, sets ready, and the 2-2 pitch. Swing, and there's a one-hopper, softly hit to short, the feed to second in time, and that's all. Reds fall to the Twins 7-5. In the first of the six-game homestand here at Great American Ballpark.
Here are the totals for Minnesota. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Danny Colom, the winner. He is 2-1. Heath Embry takes the loss. He is 2-6. Colome saves his third game of the season. For Minnesota, the home runs were Garver number 12, Polanco number 17, Cincinnati Suarez number 21, and India number 11. 3 hours and 37 minutes, 18,396 at Great American Ballpark. With the defeat, the Reds are now 5 games over 500 at 56-51. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
David, Heath Embry over his last 44 outings, I think, has given up a run, and obviously struggle tonight. What have you seen from your vantage point that led to his struggles?
Yeah, it's a tough role he's in. Hitters really bear down, and he's up until the last couple of times, he's done a really, really nice job for us, and he's going to continue to do a really good job for us. So I think just the last couple of times out, first couple guys getting on base with the walks. One of his strengths is throwing strikes and attacking the hitters, and he'll get back there. And but it makes it tough when the first couple guys get on in those situations in the ninth inning, and he tried to make pitches but wasn't able to get out of it, and then the 3-run homer was the difference.
When he walked the first two batters, you got Brad Brock up, and then he struck out Rooker. Hindsight being 20/20, was there a thought of going to Brock before Polanco, or was he not hot enough?
Yeah, there was a lot of different considerations there. Once he got the strikeout, definitely wanted to give him the opportunity to get out of it. But at the same time, his pitch count was getting super high there, and most likely Polanco, just because, we had Brad ready and Heath's pitch count was up near 30. He had to work really hard. That could have been his last hitter. But you're right. I did have Brad up, we came up one hitter short. He made some good pitches to Polanco, long at bat, and Polanco did his job and got the bat on the ball and hit the home run.
With the additions to the bullpen, including Michael Lorenzen and the guys you traded for, might we see a different pecking order in the pen going forward?
We have a lot of great options. Every out matters. Every inning matters. We've really never designated certain pitchers to certain innings. We'll continue to do what's best for each and every game, depending on the opposing lineup and where our guys are and their rest and all kinds of different factors, which we'll take into consideration. So the main thing is we're getting healthy. Like you said, we're getting guys back. We made the additions last week, so we're in good shape.
The finale of this quick two-game series is Wednesday afternoon at 12:35. Luis Castillo makes the start for Cincinnati. He is looking for his sixth victory of the season. We'll be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 12:05. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night at Great American Ballpark, the Twins come from behind and beat the Reds 7-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.